I speak tonight for the dignity of man and the destiny of democracy. I urge every member of both parties, Americans of all religions and of all colors, from every section of this country, to join me in that call.
The voice of President Lyndon Johnson there delivering a speech on the Voting Rights Act, Voting Rights of African Americans and the Voting Rights Act in March of 1965. The Voting Rights Act became law less than 5 months after that speech. It outlawed practices that prohibited blacks and other minorities from participating in the political process. Think things like quizzes, poll taxes, stuff like that. Now in Florida, a major Justice Department challenge to that state's efforts to purge non-citizens and some say minorities from the voter rolls. And a story out of a small town in Alabama is another major challenge to the Voting Rights Act. In 2008, Calera, Alabama moved the boundaries of some voting districts and shook up that city's racial geography. But part of the Voting Rights Act says that states with histories of racial discrimination going back to President Johnson there in 1965 have to clear any of these changes, voting-related changes, with the federal government before implementing them. Now Calera is in a legal battle with the federal government over the legality of this redistricting and legitimacy of the pre-clearance clause many say is outdated. Joining me now is Kareem Creighton, Associate Professor of Law at the University of North Carolina. Professor, hello.
Hi, good to be with you.
We'll get to the Voting Rights Act in a second because maybe this is going to the Supreme Court, but did I have it right? What exactly is going on there in Shelby County in Alabama?
Well, Shelby County is, as a whole government, is also going through similar interactions with the federal government. But the city in question has tried to make a couple of changes, and they're claiming that the federal government is basically getting in the way of their changes using the law that they say is no longer necessary. And so their argument is that the federal government applying the Voting Rights Act in this day and age is now obsolete and therefore ought to be ruled unconstitutional.
Now, this is only in some of those southern states that we mentioned because there are efforts, and it's been widely reported, in state legislatures throughout the country, primarily led by Republicans, to voter ID laws and other things that, you know, people on the other side see as restricting voter rolls. They see it as naked politics. But we're really talking about these southern states, and it's different from these legislative efforts.
I think that's quite right. It's important to recognize that, in fact, President Johnson's speech in 1965 was in part spurred by events in Alabama. The voting rights protesters in Selma, Alabama, were confronted by state police, and that basically gave, I think, the nation a chance to look at firsthand how dug in the government of Alabama, not just Alabama, a bunch of southern states, were at preventing African Americans from exercising their right to vote. And I think the question that really is being presented to the court is, yes, that happened in 1965. Is the same kind or similar kind of state resistance to the exercise of the franchise still present? And that's really been the big question that I think this city and the county of Shelby have wanted to put to the court. Their argument is, of course, it's no longer necessary. But I think there's evidence to suggest that maybe that's, you know, a bit of an exaggeration.
Now, let's listen to some of the voices of the debate here. Congressman G.K. Butterfield from North Carolina, he's a representative of the Congressional Black Caucus. Listen to Butterfield here.
What they want to do is not take away the right to vote, but if black voter participation can be diminished even by 10%, it will make that critical difference.
Now, that might be the case in your state of North Carolina, maybe not in the state of Alabama, where it's heavily Republican. But Kareem Creighton, here's another voice that I want to play for you and get your reaction. Republican strategist from Texas, Ted DeLisi, in a radio interview, talking about the Voting Rights Act and how it's affecting rights across the country.
Our state and 16 other states that are under the Voting Rights Act, many of them have very difficult and shameful histories of racial discrimination. But it's 2012. It's not the 1960s. And to have to go to the federal government every time we change an election or do something small, it's part of our history, and it's time to make it part of history.
1965 was a long time ago. It's 2012, and having to ask permission from the Justice Department when you make local decisions doesn't wash anymore, Kareem Creighton.
Two points, I think. One, it's certainly the case that 1965 is the starting point of the federal government's role in policing this process. But it's important to recognize that there have been things that have happened since 1965, as recently as the 1980s and 1990s, that demonstrate the, again, consistent unwillingness on the part of some state and city governments to adhere to what the 15th Amendment says, which is you allow everybody to vote regardless of race or color. And the second point to mention in all of this is, and this is why it's a complicated question, you know, as much as people like the Republican strategists and some people discuss about how onerous federal intervention is, what's interesting is that you never hear among the people who say, yes, it's a new day and we no longer need federal protection, the very people who are protected by the statute. So, you know, one easy way of getting out from under the federal provision, which allows for you to escape if you can show that, you know, you no longer have the same sort of discriminatory policies in place, is by having, for example, in Alabama, African-Americans saying, hey, you know what, we actually don't think we need this anymore because we can do the work of protecting rights on our own. You haven't seen that in all of these places. And that sort of gives a great deal of skepticism, it seems to me, to these folks who would say, oh, yes, you know, we've gotten the message and we're now, you know, we're no longer sinning and we won't do so in the future.
So there's one challenge coming from Alabama. We mentioned in the intro, and people have heard on the show in recent days, the broad challenge against federal courts in the state of Florida, where the governor and officials in Florida are doing a voter purge. Now, that they say that's to get non-citizens off the voting roll, which certainly you want to do, but it sweeps up minorities as well. These are different challenges in different states, all involving the Justice Department. Are we headed to the Supreme Court here, Kareem Creighton?
Absolutely. And the question is going to be squarely presented to the court as to whether or not the right to vote is something that is important enough for federal government, for the federal government to be intervening.
Whether it's important enough, but they'll also rule on whether these states or localities deserve local control.
Right. Local control versus federal oversight to assure that the control is fair.
Kareem Creighton, associate professor of law at the University of North Carolina, says these challenges to the 1965 Voting Rights Act, they're headed to the Supreme Court. Professor, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Take care.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.